the wand, a puff of smoke, and the magic man pulls one out of the hat.
I still can't believe it happened.
Welcome to the Mirror's Magic Podcast, the third of the pre-season. With us to discuss all things player requests, Xavier Ellis. Good day, Zave.
Mate, there you go. We're an hour late, but I'm kid-free, mate. I'm happy to go through all 750 players if you want today.
I'd like to say I'm happy for you being kid-free for a week. Meanwhile, it's a war zone.
I've done the trenches. I'm guilt-free. Mate, last night, just nude on the couch, eating a bit of lamb, made a beautiful sauce over the top, watching the Big Bash, into the tennis. Do you watch the tennis?
Not enough, nah.
Is it Alcaraz? Alcaraz, the number two.
Alcaraz.
20-year-old. Gun. Your next big thing, one grand. Put the drop shot away, champ. Mate, the Lakes Entrance champions here. Put it away.
You left-handed?
I serve both hands.
Serve both hands. Here he goes. Always on the onside.
No. Shit house at both. Shocking at both. But yeah, no, I just used to play four hands.
So today we've put out the call, and as you said, we could do 200 players today. We should have almost done the question time, but that comes in when the season guide comes. So we put out the call to nominate some names, the most 20 requested we're covering.
There was one at the top of the table that's garnish some traction too on that tweet you did.
Well, I think Xavier Ellis got
Ryan Daniels, smart ass.
Cheapies, they're not bad. The 70 likes or something
he
got on that.
He was a little tadpole before I got hold of him.
Well, you were relevant for a long time in fantasy.
Don't even talk about it, but let's keep going.
Because my form guide is always, where were they when they were drafted? Pick before Pendlebury. Where were they in under 18s? Pendlebury. Kicked out to himself before they still count the points for you, the stats man there. Big points to choose. How was he in the finals? Not building his bus. Big. Missed all these games. Discount. Oh, he's defender status.
Calf.
Repeat.
I still have serious sleep issues over that.
So 47 names.
Yep.
No, yeah, more than
47.
Sorry. No,
you said 20.
No. I mean different names requested. No, I didn't. So 67 names requested, which is great because it shows...
Yeah.
It shows, I know everyone says our team's always so similar. I think this round zero, whatever comes from that, is going to mean that dictates a lot of those players and they might be similar. But it shows that there are 67 relevant players which people are considering to pick.
Which is good.
And we're not, we haven't got a, I'll just say Clayton Oliver, we haven't got a Jordan Dawson, we haven't got a Tim, we haven't got these are players.
The obviouses, yeah.
So it's good.
They're the ones I like.
For a year where there's a lot of options here where people can...
Make or break your sort of stuff.
Make or break. So the first, we're going to go...
Now, have you written...
Bert Newton do it? 20 to 1?
21. We go from 20 to 1. Was it Bert?
I think it's Bert.
Brown. Yeah.
Number 20.
Is it his wife, Patty? Yeah, she was in a performance the other day.
She's got a bit about her, old... Patty Burke.
She was in a performance. She was
has a bit of pizzazz.
She was put on a show at Crown, and she didn't really have a big role. But whenever she was out there,
pops up. Rory Laird. So we'll spend a couple of minutes on both. My view is I'm going to go through. Obviously, the season guide's going to launch early February. We're recording this on the 25th of Jan. So hopefully, in the next 10 days or so, it will be live. Once that happens, all the podcast will be. As part of that season guide, as well as the articles and updated rankings and commentary and stats up through the pre-season. Those, obviously, thank you for those who are pre-registered at maroosmagic.com.au and you click on the memberships tab.
Nice little community building again,
nice
I assume.
Community, mate. Because I mentioned to you before, you don't have to subscribe to do well. And it's probably bad sales technique by me here, but 6 years ago, there wasn't anything else really out there deep dive. There were traders who were the ones who I listened to religiously, but that was all there was. Now there's so much content out there on Twitter. The community's never been as sophisticated as it is now. So for them to keep coming back and getting around me and you is very humbling. So thank you for those who have. But you might not be able to log in. I keep getting a few emails. I meant to email everyone thanking them for jumping on. But if you can't log in, it's because there's nothing there to see yet. Early Feb, go live. You'll be the first to be notified and away we go. But today... We're going to go through these players, how I look at them on a stats point of view, how they went last year. You'll make your two Bob Zave of where you think they're going to fit in this upcoming season and then whether we think they're going to be a good pick at that price. So the first one, or the number 20 on the list, there's one there, just got an email come through. Old Dave, can't log in. I'm sorry, Dave, it's coming. Coming soon. Give us an early Feb. Rory Laird. So he is obviously relevant because he went... 120 in 2022 and dropped 11 points last year to be 109. Since moving in the midfield, which I think happened mid-2020, he's averaged 114 across that. Well, it's enough data to suggest that if he plays midfield, he averages 114. So at 109, if it's a year M1, you know you're going to get someone who is so safe and reliable and could also go on top of that. Where his season broke down, he had that exact same 114 post-buy last year. Where it dropped was pre-buy, 107 was his average.
Mm.
Yes, it was because of this early game where he scored a 57 we spoke about last week in the heat.
In the heat.
But it's also when they started injecting a bit of pace, Adelaide, where that Nick's the coach, he hasn't come from that same breeding ground of your Hardwicks and your Kingsleys where it's all run and gun. So they've always been a very high stoppage team, Adelaide, which eats into his hand.
Especially when they're playing at Geelong and they've got a stats man down there just giving tackles for free.
So I think the reason why he was low start of the year because he had Rochelle next to him, he had Rankin next to him at times, he had Saligo next to him at times, where Jordan Dawson, full-time midfield, got it out. He didn't muck around with handballs. He just kicked it 55 metres on in front of the man Pierce was playing on, bang, mark, goal. Yep. So I think they were moving more, and I thought maybe his time of being this 114-plus is gone. Back half of the year, all of a sudden, Keyes was back in there again, another pod who loves his handball, more stoppages. Crouchy. Matt Crouch had a resurgence. So it's a bit on the fence, but this is where pre-season will dictate. If they run with a midfield mix of Matt Crouch being that M3 for them, where it's going to be a their main midfield mix is going to be a Laird, Dawson and Crouch or a Keyes, then I think he's going to go 114-plus and be what we've seen in the past. If they go back to what they started last year, which was a Rochelle and trying to get a bit more pace in there, Saligo, whoever it is, I think he's going to be more that 107 type, which isn't going to be a failed pick at 109, but we've seen in the past that the winning teams over the last, I think it's now 7 years, hasn't started with someone priced at that price tag or above, but we haven't seen someone start at that price tag and blow it out by 10 points, which he did the year before.
Oh, I'm going to be devil's advocate on a few of these. Where did Adelaide finish last year?
Well, they just missed out with a
big Where did they finish the year before?
Missed out.
Where they finished the year before.
Well, that's why I thought that changed the guard.
No,
they
I'm just saying.
Back.
No, I'm just saying.
So your first bounce, Adelaide, who's rucking? Is it Thrillthorpe? I can't pronounce his name.
No, nah, Thriller's forward, in my opinion.
Big Rob. So Rob's still rucking. Big Rob. They're still, you know, as you said, what happened the last year? What happened the year before?
But is it time to go, well, we Thriller. Might need some more pace out of the back line, Rory, you back off half back. You know, Rory Lev was a little back pocketer, then went half back, then went midfield. I don't know. Maybe
so you're keeping Rob, and then who are your three?
I'm honestly probably keeping as is, like Laird,
Crouch
and Dawson.
Okay. In which case, 114 plus is going to be a good pick.
But they haven't made the finals. So if you want to sit there and tap each other on the ass about 114s, you're not making the finals. So if something changes, it'll be speed through the midfield.
All right,
is all I'm saying.
Next one, number 19, Zach Butters. So he had that interrupted preseason. I think he did an AC joint in the pre. He's always
wounded.
Bash, crash, wounded, whether he does it. It's an
ankle or a shoulder.
And I've been banging on insanity the definition of saying it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. He finally got that proper run at it. So when he started getting a run at it last year, we started the first few games back playing a bit more forward, less in the middle. Finished the season as good as anyone in the comp. So he averaged, once he started playing in the midfield, 107 and last five, 110. So when fully fit, when fully in the midfield, 107, he comes in price at 99, and that's assuming no natural development for a 23-year-old. So it's safe to suggest that he's going. That's almost his floor, isn't it, around that 105 mark, unless people saw how good he was and they're going to start getting more defensive attention.
I still reckon if the defensive attention was given down, I still reckon Rosie's the first one in terms of a opposition coach, not fantasy. So we just spoke about Adelaide and their midfielders that might start. How's Adelaide's? Port Adelaide, sorry.
Oh,
Horn, Francis, Rosie, Butters, bang.
Mm.
Like that's electric.
Yeah, well, that's where I think they need. That's why I'm back to Royal. I think they need Rochelle, and he's a name we'll speak about in a bit. But I just don't think it will because they love what Crouch was doing at the end of last year, as was you.
I love Crouch. I'm just saying, Crouch got nowhere else to go though.
All right, the first of the quirks, Paddy Dow, who's been a bit of a name, been thrown up for a few years now because he got drafted before Andy Brayton. No, after Andy Brayshaw, before Chera. So when I think that draft was Rayner, Brayshaw, Paddy Dow, LDU, and Chera were the five.
Who are you taking first out of that?
Big Naughty sitting there at 8 or 9, I think he went. Dockers had 2 picks in the
Sam
top
Taylor.
Five. Sam Taylor was later.
19 or something?
Well, you're probably taking Sam Taylor and Naughty.
I'm taking Taylor above all of them.
LDU, I know, I love LDU. Anyway, you're not taking Paddy Dow.
No.
You're not taking him with pick 50. But
He burnt 2 years of his career, Carlton.
He's been, he's behind, obviously, midfield depth. There's no one with more midfield depth than Carlton, I don't think. I think they've got a very good list, personally. I liked him last year for the flag, and I'll probably like him again this year.
Okay.
He's slowly been toiling away at the VFL, where I think in 2021 he averaged 75. 2022 he averaged 97. Last year he averaged 111. So he's turned himself now into... He was always a skinny little kid, and they're still young. What is he? 24?
He is, yeah.
So he's obviously still getting that natural development and now knows how to win the footy and gets...
He's 23.
Always showing 24. Flashes when he gets the comes on a sub and gets a few nice clearances and stuff, and now he's had that accumulation.
But he finished the last part of the season that he played from round 19 onwards, 21-1, 12... Shit, but he might have been subbing that, I think.
He was sub 4
times. 22, 20, 24 and 21.
Yeah, average 72 in his last five, comes in price at 57. So the thing
and
is,
the
he's now
the highest game time was 75% there too.
Yeah, so his points per 100% game time was 106. So normally if he's playing like 80%, he's getting more of like a, 85-ish mark, price at 70, 57. So you're talking the difference between Port, who played finals, obviously fell over with no key backs and no ruckman, which I've done in the off-season. Then there's Adelaide, who was slow. There were years there where St Kilda were Crouch, Ross, Steele, and now Ross the boss is coming in injecting some pace, so that's why Sinclair's playing more in the midfield.
Another star leaving St Kilda, I read today.
Yeah, he's got some interesting things going on.
I mean, Ruffy's just gone. There's quite a few that have left.
Old Ross the boss really clearing them out. The question is Paddy Dow that injection of pace which they want in the midfield amongst those other old ones? And if so, if he gets that full-time midfield role, price 57, he's going to be a knockout pick.
I could see him getting a... I'm trying to think of a player that's just done it recently. Maybe like average 25 touches. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, even they took the punt on that Liam Stocker last year, who was an early pick.
Yeah.
Gave him a lifeline.
He was nice.
He went pretty like...
Yeah.
I like Zach
he's
Jones.
He's got no trick.
I like Zach Jones.
Yeah, I'm Zach Jones.
And
yeah.
I think if they want pace, he's back fit and healthy. I think he's that pace.
I think
midfield.
The boat's shipped.
He's younger than you think. I had a look at it. So I'm at the moment, it's easy to sit on the fence. I'm no until I see that rotation in the preseason.
We're going to split on that one. I think Dow, no tricks at all. And I don't think he might get an extra 80 games out of it, St Kilda, but I think you'll score okay.
Next teammate, and speaking of pace, I like the Saints.
I don't.
I never liked them. I haven't liked them for 20 years.
I like these
kids they've got, and one of them, Wanganeen.
Oh, big fan here.
So I saw a stat.
So who are you turning on the TV to watch at St Kilda? If you're just rolling
Jack
on.
Sinclair, Marshall. I don't mind Big King.
You're not turning on a footy game to watch a ruckman. You're not watching Windhager to watch a game.
Clubs over here. Don't worry about us.
Oh, what do you call it? The over top of the flopper and the dropper or something?
For the flopper. So Melira, so the stat was that he is the first player to average over 90 in his second season without any centre bounces. So he can obviously find the footy. And he finished the year, so he's priced at 91. That's what he averaged. First half year, he averaged 84. Second half year, 98. So obviously got better as the year went on.
You'd be wary of Sinclair, wouldn't you? Which is natural progression.
Well, how much? Oh, I'm wary of Sinclair, absolutely.
Yeah. He'll still be a gun, but he's... A little bit of that's going to go to him, I would think.
But how much of a next step can a running halfback, knowing that your other running halfbacks who spent more time on the halfback line, being Sinclair at the back end of last year as well, they can't both go 105 plus. So
I mean, they might both come in at 100 at the end of the year.
So I've got him just outside the top six, and I don't think he is a starting pick. I want it to be. If Saints all of a sudden have him running out.
Well, because you love watching him so much. 4:40 Sunday.
Liam Duggan, who... I hope you didn't read the little group thread the other day, because I tried to liken him to Jordan Dawson. Did that go through the keepers?
No, I didn't see it, yeah.
I even said... Oh,
not the armchair expert.
Yeah, I'm going to say, when he wakes up at 4 a.m. for radio, he's going to choke on his Weet-Bix when I just likened Liam Duggan to George Dawson. More so in the fact that he's going to play their midfield of West Coast. TK's a bit injured. Mind you, Yo, we'll talk about them in a bit. His name's in there. But if they're going to go really young with a Jinbi and a Hewitt and all these,
yeah,
he's the wise man in the middle and just...
Duggo's going to play back.
If he plays back, they've now lost Shannon Hearn. He's sitting
there.
Yeah,
he's playing back.
And they'll feed him. I feel like he could be... I think it's better for him to be half back. He scored his best last year.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be midfield. What Duggo, what must be in his 10th year now?
Well, last year he went 16% centre bounces. I think only three players had more than 15% centre bounces and 20% kick-ins, and they were Nick Dacos, maybe Jordan Dawson, Doug. Like, he's in good company. Or yeah. Sinclair, mate. Like, he was in the good company.
Yeah.
Can he take his game? Like, he had a 140 last
year. Oh, he scores well.
Will he do that again, or West Coast won't be as bad as they were last year, so they won't get that many opportunities?
And he's captain as well. Like, you start doing those shit jobs when you're captain. Stuff.
Well, you saw what happened to McDonald's since he made captain at the Kangas.
Well, Hearn as well. Like, he ended up just reducing his load off half back and just locking down.
So the switch was him and Harley Reid in the practice match, thanks to Ryan and Daniels, half back to mid.
He'd be guessing.
And Reid's kicking out of full back. Reid's taking kickings.
Kickings are hard.
Yeah, but it's good to get a few little early stats. So for me, I think I had him ranked not in the top six defenders. I've actually got him falling a little bit, Doug, and I know people are very keen on him.
Retracting that kicking's a hard comment. That's absolutely baloney. Now you can just run off and run, and no one can
20
be
meters,
mate. When you had Cyril ready to attack like a pit bull, and you had to get called play on, that was hard.
Luke Davies Uniacke, mentioned him at the start. Mm. One of my favourite players. I'd take him that draft number one. Always, to me, felt like he was a far better player in real life than in fantasy. He's never averaged over 100, but that's not because he hasn't shown he's got a ceiling. He went 138 in a game last year. His last post-buy, he went 105. So price at 97, I think you want him to go 105 to be a worthwhile selection. And that was a period where Kangas were pretty well laid down. No one was really tagging him, and they were letting him do his own thing. Now they're going to be a little bit more depth in there. They might get a bit of attention.
I think he's the number one tag.
Yeah,
target,
I think 105 is going to be the max he could produce, in which case he's going to be a borderline good starting. But I should have said this from the start. This is only fantasy. AFL, he's a different super coach because that's why he's so much better in real life. He averaged 121 super coach post by. Yeah. Those people have subscribed for the super coach. The podcast will start once the season guide kicks off. These are just fancy tailored. So for me, he's not or wouldn't be in my starting squad as it currently stands.
There's an injury risk, though.
No question he's going to do better than 97. In his fourth, we talk about Paddy Dow getting better and better. Well, this guy is the same age, same draft. He should be getting better in his peak as well.
No, I agree with that.
He'll do better than 97. I don't think he has that game, the fantasy game of the high tackle numbers, the high pop up for cheap marks, to be that 110 plus, which we kind of were Bontempelli price at last year, and where he went. Now, you almost choked on, speaking of choking on, like this time on your soda stream, this time last week, when we were talking about forwards, and I'd mentioned Fife, and that's when you said, that'll do me.
Yeah.
You see the vision the day after? Hang on.
Yeah, and what's that worth? How many points is that worth?
Well, that's his issue. So he's a two-time Brownlow medalist.
He's an LDU example in his prime. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, best ever season was a 105, and we had Bontempelli. I know it's not fair. Bont went 120 last year, obviously didn't win. Like, he was a far... He takes these big spectacular marks, but he's not the neatest kick, so he doesn't pop up for these short little kicks because
his
knows...
His kicking's gone.
Yeah, they don't, backwards, they don't want
backwards
him to
at a million miles.
So I've watched him closely enough because I owned him last couple of years in Supercoach, where I think he... The difference between this year and last year, where his price pretty similar as he went into last year, is that he's going to play midfield. This time last year is when they said... Nah, we're turning to the youth, we're backing in Jaeger O'Meara, we're backing in Johnson, all this. And then they realised, one, Fife was no good as a forward, and two, their midfield
was... We're backing in youth, O'Meara.
Yeah, I think he's out.
31.
He's out of the team this year.
Is he?
I think he's out. What's their midfield mix?
So before you go back to Fife, this is just... So you're talking... We're spending time talking about Nat Fife.
The reason why,
hold
he's
your
priced
horses.
At 54, which is 56 points less than his best ever season.
Played 9 games, 7 games, 15, 14.
Yeah, 20. That's probably all you need to know.
15
probably all you
again.
Need to know. just my, as a Docker fan, and don't say what you would do. What do you think they'll do? Because I know what you would do is kick Brayshaw to a wing, but he's going to be midfield with Sarong. So Hayden Young will be their third midfielder.
Hayden Young hasn't left the midfield all preseason.
Yeah. So at best five, if he's the fourth rung in.
Might be a fourth, fifth banana.
Might be a 40% centre bounces, and he doesn't actually even get that many points.
Would you contemplate Andy Brayshaw, and I know this is just us two shooting the shit, Andy Brayshaw off half forward, Fife, he does the centre bounces, and they just switch over.
It's Fife in the centre. Like, he does these little... It's annoying when you've got him in your team because the opposition have the ball. Rather than getting him and tackling him to the ground, you get your plus four. He kind of does like a little... He's strong. He's like bodies him around and pushes him off the ball, then taps the ball forward to...
The only thing
it's great
is
for real life, but he actually doesn't get those scores.
I'm not sure how... He sees it like a... Yeah, I think they lose a lot of balance, and they don't get too deep in a footy when Fife's in the midfield.
I know we're talking... He doesn't really defend, but I know we're talking super coach here. Not talking super coach, but he's locked in super coach because that little knock-on thing is worth your five or six, you know? That hanger's worth...
You can't do it from the grandstands.
Yeah, less trades. So mind you, they've bumped their trades up old super. Connor McDonald. People like him. There's
My brother thinks he's a drunk. He's not. He's not a big drinker at all. I don't know why I said that. But he thinks he'll be the best of the kids. He loves him.
I've heard that from sources, let alone
sources.
Your brother. So your brother's saying that from the eyes. Are you now using code word for your brother as Sammy Mitchell? Has someone told you in there that he is?
No.
I've heard he's...
No, my little brother just randomly said, text me one day.
I've heard better than Ward, better than McKenzie... Duke. So his NAB league, he was an on-baller, dominated, 121 state. He's come in an AFL system and played a half-forward role, high half-forward, which is used to be the graveyard shift. I mentioned last week, I actually think the high half-forward role in today's footy is an easier role than the wing role, which I think is now the new age graveyard. But he managed with 0% centre bounces last year, 77 average post buyer, 87 average in his last five. And we went through last week how thin those forwards are. If he were to do an 86 or something, what he did post in the last five, that's going to make him a top 10 forward, priced at 71. If he starts getting an injection into the centre bounces, which is where he does his bread and butter in juniors and where people can have seen him and why they say he's going to be the best of the kids, he's got that little sidestep, he runs forward, he kicks goals. He could then be that, the ones we're hunting for back in the day in the forward line. And that's why I think this year's better, because is Petraka going to finally get midfield? Is Hugh Greenwing, you know, he could be that pick. So it's a high risk, high reward, I think, with Connor, but...
It's hard to tell.
Worst case,
do.
He's going to average 77, which he did post by with no centre bounces. No day potentially to start. I think Warple has to get out of that team now.
No.
Bigger body.
Mate, you spoke about 15 minutes, and now you're saying Warple's got to go.
Bigger body.
He's got a big body.
No, around the kids, they needed that. Whereas now it's time for give it to Ward, give it to C-Mac, give it to these kids.
Listen to you. Hey. Let me find him.
What have I done wrong? Now, we don't like to edit here.
We're not editing, so I'll just keep feeling. Yeah. So, I've got up Warple stats from last game, last year.
Just give me his kicking efficiency from
just
last year.
Shush. Which parts of, I'm just quickly glancing, 29, efficiency. 35, 25, 25, 26, 27, 35, 30, 28, 24 a goal, 32, 27, 30, 23, 25, 30, 23.
All right.
You're all right. You're right, or you're just shutting me up?
No, you're probably... He just doesn't kick it very well. And Sammy Mitchell kicks it.
Who kicks it well in the Fremantle midfield?
That is a good question. That's Hayden Young. James Jordan. And this, like...
I have no insight on James Jordan. Well, you're the man.
The insight will come at round zero. So, obviously, we're running, and there'll be more information to come. We'll probably do another podcast, public podcast, once that launches our little round zero comp. Hopefully, your family and kids are still away. And that's where, or do you pick him for that? Because he can. Whereas now, if he scores a 60 and plays forward in round zero, then you're not going to start him. If he scores an 85 and gets centre bounce, you're going to start him. So, there's nothing I can really tell you except for the fact that he was tracking he averaged 70 in his debut season, 72 in his second season when he moved to the wing. Then they got in Langdon from Freo, and Hunter from Bulldogs.
Yeah.
He got pushed, I think last year, 7 games less than 50% time on ground. So he finished with a 50 average, comes in priced at 50. While he mucked around in the VFL, it's no longer the Neefel now that wasn't the Swans, sorry, he's at Melbourne. At the VFL, he averaged 120, so he can find the footy.
A big step down VFL.
It's a big, but 120 then correlates. At least he knows how to find the footy. You got some kids here getting your 60s and 70s in the VFL, and then you can just write them off. But listen to me go. But so yeah, no point in me telling. But if he's in the midfield and scores well, then as a forward selection,
I just can't see him getting in there.
He's a natural scorer. Well, who's their rotation then?
The big two.
Big two. Warner, Parker.
Earl will be going through there.
Earl will be going through there.
Mills upon return.
Mm-hmm. What about
you? You spoke about Taylor Adams the other day.
Angus Sheldrick.
The Sheldrick. Taylor Adams.
Taylor Adams.
I mean, James Jordan's not in front of any of them, you wouldn't think, without knowing.
Well, are they getting rid of Papley's 35%?
Oh, Papley and Heaney, if they Heaney's go, get them out. I know they like the spark, but you've got no forwards.
Speaking of spark, this is whatever the word is opposite of spark. James Rowbottom, 55%. Does he stay in there?
He's had a good year.
Yeah,
he had a good year.
But when you've got
Chad, I'm going again here.
When you got Chad Warner, who was looking to be the second coming of LDU the year before, and he in the last five games got 27% centre bounce or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, no, Rowbottom didn't go as well. Didn't have one over a game over 30. Didn't have a game over 25, actually.
I think it might be time for him to let the kids.
Didn't have a game over 25 touches. That surprises me. But geez, tackled well. 176 tackles. He must have only been number one in the competition.
He can tackle. Oh, he can tackle.
13, 11,
speaking
10, 12,
of tackle,
10,
ready for
13,
a tackler?
10. Yeah.
And we don't actually agree on many in terms of liking them. George Wardlaw.
No, we like the Ward.
We love the Ward.
Inside beast.
Beast. So speaking of tackles, so he last year, he, NAB League or whatever they called it, it's now called Coates or something. What was it your day?
TAC Cup.
TAC. Hammy issues. Missed most of it. Missed most of the first half of the year. Slowly coming back. That first game, what did he get the tackles at? His debut game. He had 16 touches, 9 tackles from 63% time on ground. He then went two rounds after, 22 touches, 6 clearances, 9 tackles from 70% time on ground. And then two rounds after that went 22 touches, 7 tackles from 68% time on ground. So they're obviously nursing him with his time on ground.
Time to let him go, you reckon?
Well, maybe not, because he then did a hammy to finish the season. And he missed. So he's obviously got these soft tissue injuries.
He came in with hamstring issues.
He came in, we missed the whole NAB league, when he came late with it. So his reason why he's discounted, he played less than 10 games last year, so he comes in a discount to what he averaged last year of 65. He got injured in a game last year where he scored a 31. He played 60% time on ground. His points per minute is what you want to see to someone who can be a 90 this year, which would make him that knockout pick at that price. I just don't think they're going to dabble in with much more than 70% game time to get him to that level. They're going to look after him.
Geez, that young North Melbourne.
They're good.
Who are you more excited to watch, St Kilda North Melbourne?
Yeah, North Melbourne. I'm getting close to St Kilda these days. I need you to spell while we're not.
What do you need?
Rochelle, how do I spell that?
R O C.
It's an O.
Ro.
Okay.
Shell.
R O C H E double L I.
No, not I. E on the end, isn't it?
Oh, come on. Give us a story, I'll find
it. Oh, yeah. But it's not. It's R O C H E double L E or one E. Rochelle Stats. Just put it in like that. Enough, she comes.
Oh, that's what it is. That
yeah.
Is that? I had it the whole time. At least it was the first name spelling Josh correctly. All right, we're not in. Might have to do some editing here.
Nah, we don't edit, mate. We got golf.
R O C H.
Yeah. A R A.
Oh, I had
yes, you got me. R A C H E L E. Yeah, well done. Well done.
I had it the whole time, except it's still not it.
It's it. I'm on the Adelaide website.
Go again.
Joshua.
Oh, you are that kid. Yeah, the Joshuas. Oh, we were a long way off that, weren't we?
We in?
Nah. I'm going to just give us a story. I'm going to find it. Please give me a story.
What do you want a story about?
Ah. Oh. Clarko.
I can't tell many, mate. What was it? Funnily enough, I did catch up with him. He was over here a couple of times at the end of after the grand final, I caught up with him for a couple of coffees, which was nice. Amazing the aura he has around him. So we just went to the local cafe a couple of times, and the staff were coming out for photos. Like, we just sat in the corner. That many photos with Clarko just
sitting. People would ask for a photo with him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what the rumour was?
What was the rumour?
And this is absolutely zero. Mm. And you've just, even the way you say no to me, is that I believe, because I went to a function when he was in town, yeah, before the Waffle Grand Final, and he was talking up the kids. You weren't there. No, you got there at the end. That's when you had dinner with him. You're going to take him and his beautiful wife to the Scarborough Sports Club. I said, mate, you can't. Clarko's come over. And he was talking about how they've got rid of, but he's already this old bloke. They can't have too many old blokes. They had Jack Viney. They had someone else initially. And Todd Viney. They now need to get some young youth to come in the coaching ranks. And then you caught up with him dinner that night. Then you had breakfast with him the next morning. I was like, mate, he's asked you to be a coach, hasn't he? You still say no to me. Anyway, you didn't say no there, did you? Josh Rochelli, we've got him up.
Mick Barlow, though, anyone who is in, like, Mick Barlow's coaching there, we are a Mick Barlow fan club here. Oh, he's your head of development there, so there you go.
Josh Rochelli, he was the one which.
What was it in at? Josh Rochelli?
I think I was doing two L's to finish.
Oh.
Is that a shocker?
We've both had an absolute nightmare.
It was hard. I did this. You know, people say, I did it. I got my wife last night late, and I read the names of the requests, and then every time they had a like or a read, she had to go in and change the numbers. She was the one who typed in the names. She obviously didn't know. She was seeing how she's...
Well, I went Rochelle RO, so I'm out already. I'm gone. I'm certainly sucking in.
Anyway, so the reason why people like him is because when he started the season with a bang, when he was getting inside midfield minutes, 47 centre bounces the first six games of the year.
Yeah.
And at that time, he averaged 92. And that's when I was like... Okay, go away, Crouch. Go away, Berry. Go away, Schoenberg. Go away. Yeah. They've got another slow one he runs through there. And now it's time for these young kids, and that's when Laird wasn't getting a kick. And then old Nixie went back on the way home, went Rochelli 11% post by, 3% last five.
So he's in the twos.
No, I think he got dropped or rested but didn't actually play the twos.
He was omitted. He was dropped. So in the twos is just a phrase, but he was omitted.
So I was tired second year, but showed enough in that first bit to be like, well, if he gets...
Oh, he's going to be a star. There's no doubt about that.
If he gets midfield minutes, we've seen what he can do with midfield minutes. We've seen how thin these forwards are. I've currently got him as an F9, so knocking on the door, and that's without him being... That's bullish.
Yeah.
That's without him being... I think he comes in price 34. But it's a genuine punt that he's going to get centre bounces.
Yeah,
so
if you were Nixie...
I'd start him in there, but I think it sounds like it's going to be Crouch. I said the old school, Big Rob.
Yeah, I see.
I'd be Thriller rucking.
Are they not doing what we've just said Sydney needed to not do with Papley and Heaney?
Yeah, but they're actually good forwards. Which Rochelli kind of is too, isn't he? Peter Toby Green.
He's a good player.
So it's two.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fantasy. It's your starting squad, especially with two trades per week. You're not going to lose the comp. With your start, like if you go pretty safe and then if someone pops like a Rochelli, you can easily trade into him.
Yeah.
Whereas if you start with him and he doesn't get that, like he was averaging 63 post by, if you've paid 72 for this and these other ones have taken off, for me, before, again, and that's why it's so early in the piece, it's still January, but like if he's inside midfield in these pre-season games, like this time last year, we didn't even talk about Goulden, he could very well go up there. But for me, I think it's a punt. And even out of those three kids, as you said, he's good as a forward. Pedler, he actually looks better. He's good midfield.
Yeah.
And I also don't mind, I've mentioned a few times, I actually like Saligo as well. So it's like, well,
he's another one.
If they want to go young kids and have him running in there.
So what contract did Saligo sign? A monster. Yeah. Like 6 years or something, wasn't it?
So like, is he going to be that young one if they do want to get rid of the old school? Yeah. Is it going to be a peddler who showed some signs? So I think it's too risky to start and then you look into a trade into him. I think we're getting into the top 10 here, Zave.
Beautiful.
How are we for time? I know we spent 10 minutes trying to forget Rochelli's name.
No, time's not an issue, mate. What is time? Especially when the multi went down by 0.5.
What doesn't help me is I've still got this silly... What do you call him? Richie Beno microphone.
Yeah.
So I'm typing with one finger.
Do you want my stand?
We've got past halfway. One we like. Here's one we really like.
All right.
Duke Jai Newcomb.
Yeah, Jai Newcomb. Just tough. Tough.
And a gun.
And a gun. Probably underrated a gun, yeah.
You spend a fair bit of time, and that's where I can see the upside. Every team you look at centre bounces and their main mix go 80-odd percent.
Yeah.
He was 70%. He spent a fair bit of time forward early in the season.
He had patches where he was forward. Which
but kicked a couple of goals from 50. Yeah.
Dan Tazzy, I reckon he was having a bit of a day out kicking goals. The one thing I would like to the eye, sorry, fantasy can get a lot. I think he's never going to be that A-plus
real life
player, real life. Mm.
But some they're the best ones.
But he's going to be a 30 and a.
They're the best ones. Yeah. Let Ward or whoever it ends up being be that Scott Pendlebury and he's Dane Swan.
Yeah.
So he went first half of the year 69% pre-buy. Your listings, Dave?
Yeah, 69%. That's your old-fashioned dinner for two.
Post-buy. Last five, he bumped up to 75% centre bounces, and that's when he's averaged 105. So if he can get someone averaging 105, price at 93, he's a knockout.
Yeah.
That's what we want. That's the perfect. You can keep them pretty well up until luxury upgrades. They're going to score well for you. They're safe picks. Will Day with his back issue, are we going to see
foot problem.
Newcomb stick at this 75%, be that 105? What surprised me, when he came in as a mid-season draftee, didn't get drafted.
Yeah.
Which goes against a lot of our philosophies, which is if he hasn't been drafted, he can't be good.
Yeah.
I'll put my hand up. I was wrong with him.
Did he break the record for tackles in his first night?
He had
18 tackles or something?
I'm putting my thing here. No, something like 12 tackles on debut. Record 14. 14 tackles on debut. In your head, you close your eyes, you think he's still a big tackler, aren't you?
Well, the theory of if you got the footy, you can't tackle yourself. So he's gone from having 13, 14, 15 touches to 30. So I reckon tackles maybe down towards like 6.
4.5.
Yeah.
And even that's with that decent season he had. So he's got both attributes. He bops up and gets marks and kicks goals, does what he needs.
He's tough.
I was shocked to see he averaged 4.5. Actually, 4.3.
Yeah.
So the best 22, the rolling eight midfielders from last year averaged 5.9. I would have thought, you look at Bontempelli, Brayshaw, whoever, Dawson, you would have thought that Newcomb...
Is that a little bit more forward blend, though? You give him an extra 10%?
Well, that's 75 sticks. So in terms of all those ones we've said so far, in terms of the premium, I like Newcomb. And obviously, we'll speak more about the buy round strategies with those early buys. But he doesn't have an early buy, which obviously comes in his favour. Jack Steele, I feel like we haven't stopped speaking about him for 3 years.
I reckon you can put a line through him this year.
I kind of do too.
Like, again, we're just talking about Matt Crouch and those guys. Eventually, like, surely you go, let's just try Wanganeen in the...
Well, Ross is going quick.
Do you know what I mean?
They're not going to play him forward. I know he's spent some time there in the past, but
he might be a fourth banana, not
the reason
not the
why
one
he's
would.
Appealing. 28's younger than I thought he was. Should still be.
But his body's not 28.
2020 average 113. 2021, I know, 121. Had a down year in 2022 for a 110. And then last year went 99. So
and buggered his shoulder in one of those games.
There was a knee. He did a...
Shoulder year before.
Shoulder he did. He did an AC joint.
And then kept trying to play and
came
back early.
In 2 weeks, maybe 6 weeks.
Tough.
And then he did a medial and then kept playing with that and was hobbling with strapping. And then, there's no strapping.
Yeah,
that said, he still managed...
We're wounded. We are wounded.
He still managed 98 average. And in that final, he's got a 114. There was a game back end of the year when he had 146. So while they are getting quicker with Sinclair and what I think will be a Zach Jones, might be a Paddy Dow, whatever it is, he still tackles...
Paddy Dow, he's slow, isn't he? He's a version of Steele. Maybe it's just the hair.
Well, I agree with you. He's real life. He's not going to be their best player anymore, Jack Steele. But I think fantasy-wise, worst case, he's not going to do worse than he did last year, which was that injury riddled at 98. So it's a bit of a safe, no buy. If he can get 105, which is still less than that bad year he had, which was down year in 2022, it's not a failed pick. So I don't. It's your old school way of, which is used to be new school, now it's old school, of just picking your discounted premium, take a haircut. He's not going to be a top eight, but I think he's going to be good.
Have
enough
you got game time there?
Game time for the season was 79%.
Yeah, you got the year before and the year before.
85, 85, 85, 84.
Yeah, I'm just looking
at
the
season guide for those who've never got it before. We go through the history of the last 5 years, where they ranked for scoring, how many matches they played, their centre bounces, how it changed, time on ground, points per minute, the trend.
He had 38 in that last game, that final. Yeah. But I might be a goose, but he might go from he might go from, his issue might be he goes from 86% game time down to 77.
Nah,
to try and keep him fresh rather than plodding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
So yeah, 86% it was in that final, back to where it was. So yeah, I'm on board with him. Carl Amon, very buzz at the moment. The issue is his midfield status. I think if he had defender status, he wouldn't even have buzz. He'd just be, yep, get this bloke in your team. He finished the year last year putting up big scores. I think post-bye was 102, last five, 121 when he started playing defence. Kick-ins was 0% pre-bye when he averaged 77. He was sitting on the wing, which I've said before is the new age graveyard. 30% kick-ins last five. He moved to the halfback flank when the Hawks possessable. Sicily's marks, all this.
I think Sicily too missed 4 weeks in there.
In that part too.
With that tackle, so maybe sort of got a bit of that extra stuff down there.
So he comes in priced at 87. People think he's going to be a top six defender. Switching there round six. I've never picked anyone with a thought of them getting... Like, I'm surprised he didn't get DPP just on the back of last year, to be honest with you. I think I'd rather a midfielder. I think he's a wingman, isn't he?
I think so. Because you want him kicking inside 50 as well. Like, Mitch Lewis is such an underrated forward. And here's the brown and gold coming out. But he's a star forward. He's no different than the King boys, Mitch Lewis. And that long, penetrating, beautiful kick can only help.
You like him, don't you? Drew...
Well, he's no different than the Kings. Oh, no different.
Or...
he's better.
Oscar. Oscar's pretty good. Drew Mitchell. We like him. I've got his name wrong. Drew Jones. Got it wrong again. Gee, we're going to have to edit today. Good Fox News reporter.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a player.
Nah.
Drew Jones.
Yeah, Drew Jones. He tweeted today saying he took a kick in at match sim.
Yeah.
And then he said he's spending some time from the wing and half back. As soon as you hear wing and half back, that's a real immediate concern. You want him to be half back and be sure of that. And if not, you've got someone sitting in the midfield group. And then it's like, okay, 4 weeks in, oh, I can't trade him out. Just, in 2 weeks' time, I can flick him to defence. He hasn't got a buy. I've got to trade the buy around players out. And then you're kind of stuck with him. So let's see that wing time in the preseason for him. Top four, Zave.
Mm.
Alex Witherden, because of the Hearn out. The same as the Duggan. Who's going to get this ball?
Duggan over Witherden.
Well, Witherden has pedigree.
Is he? I don't know if he's.
I don't know if he's in the 22, mate. I don't know if he's best 22. He scored from juniors and then.
I really liked him at Brisbane. I thought he was a great pick by West Coast.
But then there was times last year when they had the injury crisis. He's playing key defence. I remember there's times he was playing like the third.
Yeah, no. Who was the game where they put someone? Was it Brody Hoff went to
he had Curnow.
But I think he went down there for the first crack on Curnow.
He's cheap from what he's done in the past, but there's best 22 risk on him, and I think the way the halfbacks are going. Talk about Wanganeen Malira before, Sinclair before, Amon before. You want pace and you want a good kick. I feel like he's slow with a bit of a slow kick. He tries to dob some, but...
Oh, he's not a kick he doesn't think he can't hit. He takes it on, which is good for... But yeah, no, I can't promote.
I'm not trying to be a mad scientist. Like, I'm a Jermaine Jones on halfback over him. And knowing that Duggan and Harley's going to be back there, yeah, I'm concerned with best 22 for Alex Witherden. Windhager. Marcus Windhager.
Windy.
Popular because he's a defender eligible. I need another spelling here. Sorry, old M didn't know what she was doing. How do I spell Windhager?
Wind.
Oh, she's gone Winghager.
Wind, H-A-G-E-R would be my guess.
She's a wind. School teacher. You got it right.
Yeah, Windhager.
Windy. So he can... That's why I like the Saints. Him... Owens, these big bodied Philippou.
How's that good? Like the big bodies. When have we ever said, bounce. Oh, I'm going to get the footy on today because there's some big bodies in the midfield?
So Ross doesn't love him. I think there were three times he was sub last year.
Slaughters the football a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's why I was shocked that he then said, okay, let's make you a halfback flanker, where he obviously scored well post bye when he went to the halfback flank. 78 he averaged. He's not the one you want on the halfback flank, is he?
No, I'm trying to find him. Do you have efficiency?
I do have efficiency. He went at 72%, but contested rate at 28% compared to, like, you know, 40-odd. So you should be hitting that 70% with that. He can score when he's in the right role. VFL, he averaged 117.
Yeah. But again, it's not hard.
Yeah, but I'm cherry picking the good ones here. There's some bad ones down there.
No, no, but like big body, VFL, big body, yeah, in the VFL. It's licensed to
get a second year player still. Now he's 20.
Is Windhager only 20?
Only 20. He's good. He is good.
If no,
he
no, gets not, I'm not out on.
He does, but yeah, who does? Like, we're talking Paddy Dow. We're talking him. We're talking like Brad Crouch. He's Ross loves Brad Crouch. He's not moving. Jack Steele's
played
not
37 games already.
Windy.
Yeah, okay. He's only 20. Yeah.
So if he's got midfield role in the preseason.
Well, but then also his kicking might get a bit better over preseason too if he's only 20.
You know, that's what I mean. Inside tough mid, doesn't matter about your kicking as much.
Yeah, coaches these days go bunter.
Not a halfback flanker. Like when you got Wayne Lee Malira, Sinclair on the other, you don't want to then pop neck next to him.
No.
See, if he's in the midfield, yeah, and it sounds like good old
if you're a Saints supporter, would you rather Jack Steele again in there, or would you rather a 20-year-old having a crack?
I think they don't mind a Jack blend. Steele. I think it's Crouch out, Seb Ross out.
Well, but you would like a blend, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If you're a Saints supporter, there's no way in the world you want to see a 20-year-old inside mid not doing that.
Yep.
And you are a
another
Saints
one.
Supporter.
They're trying to find who's going to get Hearn's kicks and down back for West Coast getting all these marks. Brady Hoff. Who would have thought a man named Brady Hoff was going to be number two on the? We're not going to call this the most relevant because that one's been taken or the deck of, but of our most popular requests.
Brady Hoff had a trend in the first quarter.
Do you know it's Brady?
Brady Hoff. Yeah, Brady Hoff. No, you look.
Yeah, trend the first quarter. Say it.
It's shanking the life out of a football.
He's racking it up.
No. No, that's where you'd know he'd find it because you'd launch one out in the full early in every game of football. Just young kid with his excitement and nerves.
He's neat enough with his.
No, but once he settles, he's good.
85% he averages efficiency.
Yeah, once he settles.
1.3 clangers. You reckon that comes in the first?
Yeah,
quarter?
Yeah, mate. First kick. First kick's a clanger.
Pulling stats, I don't know, have it in front of me, but Statesman, someone who I respect in the game, who gets some great stats. He looks at quarters for these young kids to see what. He has something like 8 quarters more than 25, which shows, well, if he can start putting a full game together, he's got that.
Sorry, 8, yeah.
To be that one, which comes in price at 60. I think his best 22. In old Rhino's tweets yesterday, he mentioned him as one of the.
He'll play. He won't play fullback on Curno, but he'll play.
The issue is, I think he's going to, if they do go with the Harley Reid down back or Jermaine Jones, someone has to defend. And I think he would be that more of a lockdown defender. So, yes, he can bob up and take some marks and do some stuff. 1% kick in sounds like if Reid down half back, he's not going to let anyone take a kick off here.
No, he put your head
Duggan,
down.
He's going to go. So, he's not going to get a kick in.
Well, Gov likes to launch a couple.
Gov likes to kick a few torps. He might be a bit too defensive, but for future, I like everyone's thinking with a Hoff.
And I'd be surprised.
Oh, speaking of surprise, I was surprised with this number one most requested. Mind you, I put a bonus on my. I'm terrible with my socials and my Instagram, but I put it on Instagram bonus points, and this one came, so I got a few extra. But Jack Billings, number one most requested. 2019, 99, and not really as a midfield. He kind of was at. Half forward.
Oh, I went through the other day the big games he's had.
2020, 92. 2021, 83. 2022, 75. 2023, 61. So he's dropped his average every year since 2019. Gone from this player who obviously is not going to be better than Bont, but at least didn't look like you're not going to look back there and make posts about how they picked this guy before Bont. Now those discussions are back on. Moved to Melbourne, who are now
desperate,
lacking depth in that midfield, aren't they?
Jeez, it's turned.
So they've lost.
It's turned into
Clary. They were weak at the best of times. They were running around Sparrow and Spargo and these types with a Gussie Brayshaw who still, who knows what's happening with his concussion. I know he was a name on the list. Just missed the 20, but we'll talk about him in the guy. But he's still, who knows where he's at with concussion. Clary, who knows where? I doubt he's going to be there anyway. Tracker played well up forward at times. They weren't afraid to play him forward last year, even without Oliver in the midfield. They realised they needed him up forward.
I had a mate texting me the other day. We're just talking about footy. He reckons Melbourne are the next team to absolutely fall.
So then they lost.
Fall off a ladder, down the ladder. Harms, down.
Who was their depth midfielder? Never good, but Harms. Nah. You go to war with Harmsy.
Where's Harmsy gone?
He went to Bulldogs. Because Bulldogs just thought they'd need another midfielder.
The Harmer.
James Jordan, who I know you got to know inside of him, he was an up and coming midfielder.
But he's not going to play in Sydney.
So what's their midfield mix? Melbourne.
Well, I don't think they counted on a bloke with 9-year contract or whatever playing.
I know. So did they count on a guy who got taken before the bond, who's still young?
So just go back to season 2019. Can I just take you to 2019? You with me in 2019?
I'm down the journey, Zave. I'm there with you.
Mate, first five games in 2019, 28 disposals, 28 disposals, 32-2, 34, 28-2. And then later on, he's got 33-2 in there, 29s in there, 27-2s, 35s.
One thing they have, Melbourne.
Oh, shit, look at 2017. 30-5, 27-goal, 25-2, 28-2, 30-1.
So they've got two things. They've got gun key defenders.
He had 60 scoring shots in 2017. 60.
That game Stephen May played in that final was as good as you'll see. They've got key defenders.
Mm.
They've got wingmen, Langdon and Hunter.
Yeah. Ruckman.
They've got one ruck, which
that'll do.
But what I'm saying is the wingmen, lots of teams are fighting for wingmen. They've got them locked in. So the risk of Billings, he gets thrown on this wing because he's a bit more outside. That's the logical position.
Yeah.
He's not going to play wing. So it's either going to be high half forward, which we've seen in the past. If a Connor McDonald can average 77 as a high half forward, you'd think Billings in a Melbourne team could do something like that. But I'm quietly optimistic.
We know in Billings, man.
See some midfield time.
I mean, Gresham and Billings out of the Saints environment. They've never really had much flair at Saints, to be honest, have they really?
Nah.
I think those two guys can bring a little bit of flair.
Well, they were their great white hope, poor old them and Caulfield is gone too. They got rid of all their hopes. Yeah. I'm surprised they kept Hunter Clark. One left. That's a 20.
Is that 20?
You were getting settled in, weren't you? You could get going.
Yeah.
Anyway, right.
Let's go through players 50 to 100. Let's go through them.
In terms of the guy that said, thanks everyone who's pre-registered. You won't be able to see anything yet, but you will soon. I've been meaning to email everyone just to let them know what the story is, because I know some people are worried that they didn't know it's all gone through. You still can. mirrorsmagic.com.au. Click on the memberships. Pre-register. 100% of pre-registered purchases for the season guide up to $26,000.
$26,000.
Jeez,
that's a car.
Goes to Starlight. And as I've... It goes up and it keeps updating all the stats, all the commentary, all the rankings, all the way up until round one. So although we're going to run this comp in round zero, this season guide still went into a podcast, all part up until round one. But then from round one, it doesn't update. So that every year, I should be calling it the pre-season guide. Just shows how I'm in the trench at the moment. It's hard enough to change anything, let alone the name of it. But I know some people buy it thinking it's going to last the full year.
Yeah.
It only just buyer's warning. It only goes until that. But for what I believe, with the amount of work we put into it, with the numbers, thanks to the Wongstar, the commentary, the podcast, thanks to you and Tommy, for those who do Supercoach, I think it's...
100% off to Starlight in the early subs is a good one.
Anyway. So jump on board. Thanks, Zay, for the pre-season. If we don't hear from you, we will do another one, which he doesn't know yet, but we'll do a little pump up for this round zero comp we've got going on.
We're off to have a little hit.
We'll have a little hit.
What happened last time we had a little hit?
I might have the wood.
What happened last time we had a little hit?
I had the wood on you, don't I?
Hey?
I've got the wood on you.
Nah.
You've got me. Well,
who won the invitational?
Oh, you won the invitational. You got lucky there. But we're few and far between. That's why we did footy season start.
Did that hurt?
It still hurt.
Winning the Ace Invitational.
I got it out of my mind. That's why I forgot about it.
So for those that don't know, the Ace Invitational is a tournament amongst all our mates, the armchair experts, and there can only be one winner.
Yeah. One by default.
Bullshit.
Worst goal from the day and he won the playoff.
Putted like a star.
Anyway, thanks a lot. Cheers.